10 years ago this week, seven parents met for coffee in Tampa. They had a couple of things in common. They all lived in the Tampa Bay area, and they all had a child serving in the Marines. For our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien talks with the group's executive director and co-founder on why she stayed on long after her son left the Marine Corps. Sid Deeth shares how that first coffee turned into a potluck dinner and then the founding of the Tampa Area Marine Parents Association.
Only one that was in that seven, their son was actually in Iraq at the time, and we just couldn't get enough. We wanted to know what we needed to send, you know, what it was like, just every bit of information. We were like sponges, and we just all sat there and thought, okay, this is not enough.
The military provides support for spouses and kids. Parents, not so much.
Well, 10 years ago, not at all. And especially for us parents that had single military personnel, we couldn't get any information or anything. And the only in we had is if we could make it in with one of the wives, then they would feed us information. And now it's just amazing because, I mean, the parents are pretty much on the websites and everything treated just like anyone else.
What were some of the practical things you mentioned? What were their needs? Because that gave rise to one of your big projects, the Pillow Project, right?
My son's first deployment was to Haiti. When he came back, he says, Mom, you know what would have been great when I was over there? He goes, if I just would have had a pillow. Not a pillow, Mom. He goes, you know, like my baby pillow Grandma made me. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, because we could roll them up and we could put them in our gear and it wouldn't take up room because we don't have room. Since then, we have had thousands of pillows made and sent all over. And we even have our favorite story of the pillow is there was one Marine who went on three deployments and refused to let his mother even wash it because he didn't want to lose that pillow.
It became sort of a good luck charm for him?
Yeah, security kind of thing. That was his pillow, you know, that he had carried all those deployments. He had come home, and I think that was just the way it was.
His first deployment was to Haiti, but he ended up in Iraq, didn't he?
Yes, he was in Iraq twice.
I know he doesn't like to talk about it much. You don't like to talk about it much. But bottom line, he did make it home, and he is out of the Marines. But you're still involved.
You know, he's told me, Mom, you should have joined the Corps instead of me. And it's kind of become a joke. Came from a very patriotic family. Came from a family, a long line of service on both sides of our family. This is what I found was my match. And whether he was in or anybody else was in or not, it still was a good fit. And not to mention the fact that over the years, and because of the situations that we were placed in because of his injuries and just the things that we've done and the people we've dealt with, to build so many contacts and to build so many friendships, just to stop and walk away because his enlistment was over just kind of seemed like a disservice because of so much that's been given to us. It's the very least we can do to pay it forward.
You said you're going to celebrate the 10th year all year round. I know you've got a picnic on Saturday. You've got your traditional Run for the Fallen, and you also are planning on maybe having as many as 50 go up and participate in the Marine Run.
In October, the Marine Corps Marathon will be held, and for the first time in our 10 years, we're so excited. We were accepted as a charity partner by the Marine Corps Marathon Foundation, so we've been allotted 50 bibs, and so we have 50 bibs. We have some of those already gone, but we still have some available, so if anybody wants to run in a marathon, you need to contact us. And we'll be heading up there in late October.
Finally, recognition after 10 years. Tell me a little bit about that struggle.
We kept being billed as the Marine Moms, and that was just getting on my nerves so bad because we've always really pushed family. We are about a family. And so once we got past that and they actually started seeing that we were an asset, things started changing. But it's funny because there's a big yearly Pooley function every year. This year was at MacDill. We were just there about a month ago. And some of the recruiters came up to our table and they're like, well, who are you? What are you about? Why do you help out here? And I said, we help out with the recruiters here in Tampa because they've embraced us. We offer it to everybody. Well, I turned around and I looked at one of the group members there and helping. I said, you know, I said, it's taken a while, but there's something about being wanted that makes you feel real good, I said, without having to go out there and chase after them anymore.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.